From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Kenya's Election Commission says that 6.5 million people, or about one-third of registered voters, went to the poll in the rerun presidential election, this despite the opposition's call for a boycott. Officials say the voting is expected to resume on Saturday in some locations because several polling places were unable to open due to security concerns. The voting was marred by protests, and at least two people were killed during clashes between police and protesters. Opposition leader Raila Odinga instructed his supporters to boycott this election after his demands to restart the electoral process and replace members of the Electoral Commission were turned down. Australia's Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce, along with four senators, has been disqualified from Parliament because they held dual citizenship at the time of the last election. Malcolm Turnbull is Australian Prime Minister.
The decision of the court today is clearly not the outcome we were hoping for, but the business of government goes on.
Australia's constitution bans subjects of foreign powers from sitting in federal parliament. A senior official at the U.S. Defense Department has admitted that another team of soldiers was in the vicinity when four Americans and four Nigerians were ambushed in Niger by a group of heavily armed fighters thought to be connected to the Islamic State terror group. The Pentagon announcement came on the same day. Republican Senator John McCain said the deaths in Niger were a result of bad luck and bad strategy. As lawmakers are seeking answers about the fatal mission, President Trump said on Wednesday that he did not specifically authorize the Niger mission and instead shifted responsibility to the generals in the field. This is VOA News. Former Liberian warlord and now Senator Prince Johnson is endorsing former football star George Weah in the runoff for Liberia's presidency next month. Johnson's support should help Weah, a newcomer to politics, who received the most votes in the first round earlier this month, but shy of the simple majority needed to win outright. On November 7th, Weah faces off against Vice President Joseph Boakai. Spain's prime minister urged the country's Senate to grant special constitutional measures to allow the central government to take control of Catalonia's autonomous powers in an attempt to halt the region's independence bid. Several thousand protesters gathered near Parliament waving Catalan flags, chanting independence and freedom. Catalan separatist lawmakers have filed a motion to hold a vote in the upcoming regional Parliament session on whether to establish a republic independent of Spain. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has visited South Korea Friday, meeting with top defense officials and American military commanders. He repeated the Trump administration's push for a diplomatic solution to the North Korea problem.
As the U.S. Secretary of State Tillerson has made clear, our goal is not war, but rather the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Mattis has also said that the U.S. is prepared to take military action if the North does not halt its development of missiles that could strike the United States. Burundi has become the first nation to withdraw from the International Criminal Court, saying the court focuses too much on Africa. Amnesty International immediately reacted, saying Burundi's withdrawal does not in any way absolve Burundi of its obligations to end ongoing widespread human rights violations. African nations have frequently accused the ICC of targeting Africans. The court disputes this charge and notes it is investigating situations in a number of countries. However, the ICC has yet to try a case from a non-African nation. Investigators on Friday are trying to determine the cause of Thursday's fire at a fireworks factory near Jakarta that killed at least 47 people. Survivors tell authorities the fire started from the factory's drying section, where finished fireworks are dried. The United States has released partial records from the long-secret John F. Kennedy assassination files. Much of the scholarly interest will focus on files concerning a visit by Kennedy's assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald, to Mexico. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.